Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm not here to win debates. I'm here to help you feel better. We'll use research, biology, and lived experience to find what actually moves the needle. Foundations first, tools second, pipe last. Welcome to the show. So, attention might be the ultimate commodity in a capitalist economy. And I'm saying that as someone who understands both sides of the equation, I really do. As a consumer, I've been the person genuinely suffering. I'm on the struggle bus. I'm scrolling. I'm searching. I'm trying to find a real solution when one wasn't yet available. And then as a person who works with different companies or brands as a business, I also understand what it means to stay above the watermark, to remain sustainable, to keep the eye on the prize and keep surviving month after month without burning a hole in the ground. So this episode is really about building impact with integrity, because the truth is, we're not going to put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to social media. It's not going away. Sometimes I wish it was. I got to be really, really honest with you. So instead of pretending that's going to happen, I think we need principles for how we show up inside of this new model. Because social media is not an experiment. It's community, it's news, it's identity, it's aspiration. And for a lot of people, it's coping. And here's a question I keep asking myself. What if we reclaimed even a slice of our weekly attention? What would change if we traded a few hours of dopamine loops for the boring but the life-changing fundamentals of sleep, of movement, sunlight, breath, relationships, and nervous system regulation? Because if attention is the commodity, then truth is going to be the currency. And nowhere, I'm telling you, nowhere is trust more powerful or more easily abused than in health. And because this is a sandbox I spend most days in, I am very reactive to it, admittedly. And this is why it's been on my mind. If you saw the show last week with Renee Bells, a good friend, she's also part of the dynamic duo, the Biohacker Babes, we started to say this word healthfluence, and I just said it. And all week long, I've been playing with the term. And so I wanted to define it. And I think healthfluence is influence used in the direction of genuine well-being. Less of how do I go viral and how really, like, how do I help more people get better results without misleading them? It's a commitment to make my content or your content, if you're listening to this and you're a creator, a bridge to clarity, not just another source of noise. And Lordy knows, there's a lot of noise out there. I think, you know, advice in general, telling people what to do is very noisy. What I find far more helpful than advice is principles, guidelines. Guidelines that help me ask better questions and help me in my decision-making process. Now, I've done a lot of shows on guiding principles, and if you're in the biological blueprint, we talk all about principles, and we use these as guidelines. I like that analogy of when you first went to your first bowling alley, right? They put the bumpers in there so the ball wouldn't go in the lanes, and that's what we're really doing. We're just creating a safe playground where you can make better decisions. But before I get into the principles, I want to remind people about something that quietly destroys the truth in this process of making decisions in the health space, and that is othering. And that is the reflex of those guys are bad, we're good. It's subjective, and it's usually a persuasion technique designed to trigger the tribal part of your brain so you feel safe buying what you were already going to buy. I get asked all the time, why should I buy from your company? You know, why are you good and the other guys are bad? And it always hits me funny. Because what quality of information do you think you're going to get from the Ford dealer about the shortcomings of a Chevy? Probably biased information by design. Most of the time, people don't ask that question because they want truth. They ask it because they want reassurance. They want to feel and believe like they made the right decision. A better question is, what are the trade-offs? What are the constraints? Who is this for? Who is it not for? Why should this be in my practice? That's how you get clarity without letting tribal marketing do your thinking for you. This works for both brands and companies and consumers. Now, let's talk a little bit about these working theories and my principles. So number one is going to be embodiment plus knowledge plus reproducibility. Reproducibility. If you want to influence in health, you can't just have opinions. You need training, you need lived experience, and a path someone can realistically recreate in their own life. Your breakthrough story matters, right? I have a breakthrough story, and it might be the very thing that gives somebody hope, but it doesn't automatically translate to everyone's biology, their context, or their terrain. So when we share our experience, we do it with confidence, but hold it with just a sprinkling of humility. Because the story, my story about Freddie moving through cancer and Lyme and mold and multiple surgeries, right? It's a story about data, but it's not the whole data set. I've lived with some things, right? That doesn't make it the universal answer. It makes me someone with valuable data and responsibility in how I use that story. So principle two kind of builds off principle one. Most of these do. And that is, don't turn your comeback story into a universal protocol. A lot of people struggle for years, just like myself. Then they finally find one thing that helps them, and it really does help them. And understandably, they want to shout it from the rooftops. But one person's breakthrough can be wildly specific. For a lot of reasons, right? Their story, their deficiencies, their environment, their diagnosis, even the emotional dynamics in that season of life. So the ethical move is to share what worked for you, name your context, the variables, and the limits. This is what helped me. Here's what I tried first. Here's what I measured. And here's why it might not be your answer. That's how you give hope without accidentally turning your story into somebody else's pressure. One of the biggest turning points in my life was buying an amp coil. That is a PEMF device that also uses frequency therapy. It transformed the way I was responding to abdominal adhesions. The experience of going to the emergency room and multiple surgeries, it stopped. And I always give that story to say, I believe in the science. I understand what it does. For me, it was incredible. You need to put it on your body and your finances and where you're at in your journey. It may be a good tool now. I believe it's good for 99% of people, but I can't say it will be the turning point in your process. And that's how I have to deliver that information, even though I rave about it. I just used it 45 minutes ago in my bed while I was writing all this, because it does help with energy and pain and focus and all the things. But I have to frame it for me to be in integrity. So moving into principle three, understanding the incentive bias and pair it with radical transparency. Pretty simple, right? Your brain is wired for positive reinforcement. It's like a Pavlovian dog. The bell rings, you drool. And once you're rewarded for an opinion, it becomes extremely difficult, sometimes borderline impossible, to see your own bias. And the blind spots. That reward could look like a like on your Instagram page. It could be praise. It could be money. It could be affiliate fees. It could be a sense of belonging. Even the feeling of feeling right. And that feeling can lock a belief into place before it's ever been vetted. Before it's ever been tested in a double-blinded trial, right? And that feeling can lock a belief into place before it's really been tested in the field. So if we're going to do this, right, if you want to inspire people in the field of wellness with integrity, we have to treat transparency like it has to – I made this up right now. It has to be oxygen. You have to breathe it. If there's an incentive, say it. If you're unsure, say so. If it's a personal experiment, label it as such. Transparency isn't just an ethical code. It is a long-term survival for your company, for your brand, and it's the difference between influencing someone in a manipulative manner and influencing in a way that actually helps people. And this is where the holistic world, and in my experience, needs to look in the mirror. I almost dropped an F-bomb there. Because incentives exist in conventional and holistic medicine. We all roll our eyes at pharmaceutical commercials during a football game. At least I do. You have rheumatoid arthritis, and then a 60-year-old does a cartwheel and head presses a child above their head. I was convinced I needed Celebrex when I had RA. Guess what? It did not do that for me. But the same machinery shows up in the wellness, just we wear cleaner clothes. There's a trusted educator. There's beautiful lifestyle framing. There's a daily ritual, right? We use that language. It's just a daily practice. With sponsorship that is woven into the background. It's woven into that authority. Guys, I love Andrew Huberman. I think he's brilliant. He's clearly way more attractive than I am. He has more muscles. And I think he's brought a lot of people into genuine curiosity about physiology and health and biology. And I'm not here to condemn anyone. I'm just here to name the reality. When a platform gets massive, the content machine needs funding. So when a brand writes a check, I understand how that happens. But the audience also deserves to know what's paid, what's personal experience, what's still uncertain, and what's changed over time. Especially when products are expensive and the evidence isn't always clean as within in the marketing, right? I'm not a huge fan of AG1 as a green supplement. You know, there's a very popular study in which Brian Johnson is circulating that there is no benefit over a placebo to shift the microbiota, and gut health is on the claim of the product. You know, they talk about the Juve red light therapy panel. That panel is incredibly expensive for the light and the frequencies and the irradiance that it gives. I think it's four times too much, but they're a big company, so I do understand it. Which brings me, dun-dun-dun-dun, to a shameless self-plug. This is a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm actually serious. One of the benefits of listening to a micro-influencer like myself, a person of influence, like the Beautifully Broken podcast, is that I can produce this show every single week on a shoestring budget. In fact, I am editing this episode myself because it was late to the team. I don't need sponsors every single week to keep the lights on. That gives me a lot more flexibility. It gives me less pressure to force fit a brand into every episode. Now, full transparency, many of the products that I share, I do have an affiliate link, but I say that in my store. I say that on the closeout on the podcast. And I do earn a commission. If you purchase something through them, you don't pay extra, but they support the show. Also, everything I use, I talk about simply because I use it in my home. I use the Bimini bathtub machine. I use the amp coil. I use LightPath LED. I use the Penguin chiller. But I'm going to tell you what, they're just things in my home. And my micro influence, which I consider myself, again, not to diminish the platform, but it really does have its perks. There's lower overhead, there's fewer strings, and there's more room to keep the signal clean. Moving on to number four, stay within your scope, stay in your lane. Passion and lived experience do not automatically equate qualification, especially when it comes to treatment decisions, supplements, medications, complex conditions. If you're a practitioner, don't practice outside of your scope. If you're a creator, don't cosplay as a clinician. And if you're a consumer, don't outsource your discernment to someone because they speak confidently. Podcasts, social media, it is a jumping off point for your research and discovery with your care provider. I really do believe that. I know it's not always possible to do everything through a provider. Lordy knows, I did a lot of the things that I've discovered that are beneficial through mistakes, but I've also almost hurt myself. I've also sent myself to the emergency room. You know, I need to do a biohacking fail because it happens more than I would like to admit. Now, I really do believe we're coming to an age where we're going to have true personalized health. I think we are moving to a world where interventions are going to be guided strictly by terrain markers, nervous system tone, genetics, and functional data, but we're not there yet. It's not at scale. Some people are doing it. It's not yet at the precision that we pretend that we already have. It's a lot better than it was 40, 50 years ago. So the posture today in this space has to be humility, has to be cautious, and most of all, my favorite word of 2024 and 2025 is curiosity. Keep learning, keep testing, keep updating, and empower the basics while the precision tools mature. And this really does lead into like one of the last things I want to talk about. It's not labeled as a principle, but what I call the safe zone of health fluence. And this is where you can kind of take the guardrails down, your suspicion a little bit. The foundational principles, nobody can argue with. Movement, quality sleep, sun exposure, natural rhythms, sweating, heat exposure. Sauna is a practice, not a miracle cure. Cold exposure is a practice, not a miracle cure, depending on your biology and your time in life and your need and your nervous system tone. Conscious language. What about narrating your story in a way that supports your healing and agency? You can change lives without prescribing a simple supplement by guiding people back to foundations. And here's the reality check. In the U.S., we're not doing the basics. Guys, ladies, gentlemen, however you identify, we ain't doing the basics. We live in a world where medicine is more advanced than ever, yet chronic illness is everywhere. Health span is actually shrinking, even when our lifespan is stretching out. The gap is not knowledge, it's implementation, it's environment, it's attention. As a person who has all the fancy things in my home, it's the things that I do every single day that are lifestyle adjustments, like trying to get outside within 30 minutes of waking. It's managing junk light. It's sleep hygiene. These are the things that move the needle year after year. you can always rocket your energy to space, but you're going to bounce back to your baseline, right? There's a great quote there that I can't remember right now. So if you take nothing else from this episode, take this one thing. Health fluence is not about being loud. It's about being clean. Clean incentives, clean scope, clean language, clean foundations, in a relationship with your audience that's built on trust, not persuasion. Every few months, there's a voice that creeps in to my head that says, we don't need another podcast, Freddie. There's people that are smarter than you, with more degrees, more knowledge. Just stop it. But I always come back to the truth, and that is, I learn so much from doing this show every single week, whether it's a solo episode or it's talking to a practitioner or a survivor. And so I really do this for me, but I invite you guys along for the ride. I hope you love it. If you listen to the show and you don't subscribe, if you've never left a review on Apple or Spotify, it makes the world go round. We're going to close this one down with just a, again, I have to go meta, right? So I want to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. And number one is Silver Biotics. They've been with us for, it's going on 3 years. And that is this beautiful nanoparticle silver that's in all their products, whether it's the Recover Cream for post-gym soreness with all these clean ingredients like jojoba oil and magnesium, or it's their immune support, which I just used the other day after a brutal sinus infection. I love them. You can visit their site and you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN. That'll be in the show notes. Our other sponsor is Catch Bio. Catch is a platform dedicated to early cancer detection. It's also dedicated to adjusting the lifestyle factors that play into your risk for developing cancer in your lifetime. This is a platform which creates literal tasks and to-do lists, like testing radon in your home, or getting a colonoscopy, or knowing your PSA. There's far too many things to keep track of, and as you check off these items, your risk goes down. For this, you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN at CatchBio. You can get a free week trial. You can try it out. You can see your risk score. And you can see how you can develop a relationship with this app and change the landscape of cancer. I first of all, here's the reality. I couldn't put a sponsor on if I didn't truly believe in them. Really and truly. And the last one is just LightPath LED, because I think they provide one of the best red light therapy solutions in the market. There is a 5-year warranty. It is a family-owned company. It is a veteran-owned company. And there's no flash. There's no gimmicks. They make a product which is arguably one of the strongest in the industry, and they have a great price point for any entry level. That's LightPath LED, code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN. Friends, that's it. I'm going to close it down. I'm super proud of this episode. Hope you're loving the content. Hope you're loving the relationship we're developing. And I will see you next week. Big love.